Our Heavenly Father, you present in this room, you watch our service. So I pray that you will hear the song we praise, the song we sing, and we praise you. So I pray that you look into our heart and see our heart is the heart of worship. For the rest of the time, we give the glory to you, Father, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be saved. One great purpose. Life, as you know it, is full of change. Life is always full of transition. Every day when you get up in the morning, you go through the transition. Regardless how great plan you have for the day, reality, you don't know what would happen. Some of you this year, just a few months ago, you graduate from high school. Some of you graduate from college or, you know, post-graduation. Some of you are going to get married in a few months. So basically, you go through transition. Some of you have young child. When you have a young child, you go through the transition between the young couple. Suddenly you become, you know, get into the parenthood. That's the transition, the change. And none of you in this room get ready for retirement. So that's good. So at least you have the whole future in front of you. But regardless how great plan you have of the day, or of the month, or of the semester, you don't know, because life goes through transition. Each step in your life, it requires faith, the step of faith. Or sometimes in theology, they say the leap of faith. Basically, you walk into the future, you don't know what would happen. Okay? And it requires faith. Often, you live in from the environment you're so familiar with. This morning, if you stay in the home, you left the home environment. And you get into the church. Church is a different environment. It's a change. Regardless, every week you go to church, but every time you go to church, you go through the transition of change. So you're leaving the comfortable place to the uncomfortable place. Israelite at that time, way back, the time of Isaiah, same thing. They're so comfortable in their environment. They're so comfortable in the surrounding area. And suddenly, they get scared when they face the future. And that's what happened of the Israelites. But the same thing, it can happen to your life also. But again, sometimes as an individual, you get so excited, something new would happen. You visit a new town, you visit some new places. And some of young people this morning, or young adults this morning, they on vacation. They're excited to go overseas or visit someplace. They get so excited, something new. But deep down in their mind, they worry, they're afraid. And the whole purpose of this sermon, you need to understand what exactly God's purpose. He only had one great purpose. That great purpose helps you to look at the future. So regardless of the future, how it happened, you'll be able to face it. When you study in the book of Isaiah chapter 43, the first two words in Isaiah chapter 43, now this. Basically, it marked the transition. If you study in the book of Isaiah before that, it transitioned from the change, okay? If you read some chapter before that, talking about Israelite, you lazy, my translation. You're so comfortable. Now you need to face the future. So from the transition, from the accusation of the nation or the people, now he transitioned to encouragement. And because of this transition, the people probably more prone to hear God speak. When you go through change, you usually pray and listen to God. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 to 7, only 3 points you need to remember. overcome the fears with God's presence when you face the future. And when you know the position of God or where God is in your lives, you can move forward in faith to the future. And you are on way, know God at work. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much because God's word is really wonderful. So I pray the Holy Spirit be with me to share your word and only from your word. And I pray the Holy Spirit in the heart of the people in this room can listen to your voice and apply the lesson for their life. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Overcome fear of God's presence. When you study the language, in the ancient language of the time of Isaiah, the word fear often means flight. Okay? So basically, when the hunter go to hunt and he stir up the thing and the pheasants kept scared and fly away. As a human nature, the same thing. When you're in fear, you run. Okay? And that's the defense mechanism in ourselves. The same thing, the people of Israel, when they face the challenge of the future, they scare and they tend to run away. Because that reason why, in you study in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, you find that he keeps repeat, fear not, fear not. Because he knows in the heart of people, when faced with fear, we run away. One story I read way back, it's just like the fear, it's just like the soldier when fighting in the war. So the people, one of the soldiers, he kept fleeing in the enemy, he kept running away from the battle, and he gets shot. So the people ask him, did you hear those bullets? And this soldier, the wounded soldier, kept said, twice, I hear it twice. Once when they went past me, and once when the bullet go through me. Every time the same thing, when you face the future, you deal with two issues. Or you hear or you fear something would happen, or the fear really hit you when you collide with the situation. So that reason why in Isaiah chapter 43, the Lord repeat twice, fear not, fear not, fear not. When fear presents and you have to face, it's just like you face in life. You have to face it. Because don't ever let the unknown fear, unknown future is paralyze you, so you have a problem to face with. Isaiah wrote like this, but now, thus say the Lord, who create you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name, you are mine. Numerous of time in the Bible, it's always repeat, okay? When you study the passages of the Bible, you hear like, fear not, fear not, fear not. It's basically, he tried to stress the point, okay? He was there. Don't worry about it, because every day in your life, he always be with you. The Lord always be with you. Fear not, it keep repeat. It's just like, how many of you take vitamin daily or weekly, something like that? Any of you? Or how many of you eat every day? Oh, good, good. So the same thing, you need the food to eat. You very much eat food every day to keep you survive. And when he repeats, fear not, and now in verse 3, fear not, and verse 5, fear not, it's just like he keeps reminding us he's there. Okay? As a human being, we forgot. Okay? But if you're thinking about the Lord being with you, it's just like every day you have to eat. So every time you eat, you remember the Lord is with you. And it's encouraged you, fear not, because he was there. Okay? I'm prepared like vitamin because a lot of our church, for the Vietnamese service, a lot of old people, they take like one a day thing, and then I would use vitamin thing. So the Lord said to the Israel people, just like for us, when you face the future, do not have to fear, because His presence always be with us. He accompanies us through the unknown event of life. How many of you would know this afternoon anything? Do you really know the future for next couple of hours? You may plan for next couple of hours, but you don't know. Okay? So the same thing, what he tried to say, regardless the future you plan or not planning, He always be with you. Okay? In fact, He promised His presence, repeat in Isaiah chapter 43, in verse 2 and in verse 5. In verse 2 is very, very wonderful. Fear not, and then, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through the fire, it means the trial in life, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. And verse 5, since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will command to you the people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. Fear not. So this is the image which God, or the language God tried to communicate to Israel people. When you face the future, or you go forward to the future, He always accompanies with you. Okay? Some of you have the children. You don't know the future of your children. Okay? Right now, they're young. They're very innocent, but you don't know when they hit teenager year, 16, 18, you don't know. But as a parent, you pray for your children. Okay? Do the best you can. And then, fear not, I will be with your descendants. Okay? In verse 5, I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. Regardless, the children may be separate from the parent, but He will bring them together. And that the future after His promise. Fear not, believe it or not, it's easy to say, but it's very, very difficult to practice. Because as a human being, I say, yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I pray every day. Yes, the Bible said, fear not. But believe it or not, it's very, very difficult in practice. Somehow, the Lord said, fear not, but somehow our knees still shaking when you face the fear. And suddenly, you freeze. When something had happened and you freeze, and suddenly you couldn't speak. And that, as a human mechanism, defense mechanism. But I hope that fear not, it requires practice. And that reason why you go through the exercise of go to school every day. You face, you know, when you're still in high school, every day you go to high school and every day you go to school, you face a professor or you face the teacher and a lot of homework. And that's the baby step to prepare you, go through the endurance, to prepare for fear not when you face the test. Okay? Exam 1, 2, 3. And same thing when you go to college, new school, new university. And then fear not, try to go first day. Okay? And then go to second day. And go through the endurance practice. So when the time of exam 1, 2, 3, fear not, because you prepare. Some of you going to get married in the next few months. The Lord said, fear not. So we go through the exercise. Some of you go through the exercise of premarital counseling, hopefully for a few weeks. To do what? To prepare the baby step. So at least you already go through the practice and the exercise. Okay? It may not cover 100%, but at least 80%, and then you deal with the rest, 20%. Same thing. So I encourage you, read the Bible, and sometimes go through counseling or go through the workshop seminar. It's just to prepare our mind, practice, something is may happen, but we pray to the Lord, it would not happen. But we had to go through the practice. Some of the young people, you know, bring the cake to the church. A couple of weeks ago, it's not just the first time you bake the cake, you bring the church. You probably go through endurance of exercise and practice, you know, mess up a couple of times before it's good enough to bring to the church to treat everybody. Same thing. Fear not, it's easy to say, but it requires practice. Or else we may just freeze when we deal with the future because we're not prepared. Secondly, move forward in faith. In verse 2, when you pass through the water and when you pass through the river, when you walk through the fire, you can read the rest of verse 2, but I pick a few points in here. At some point, God knows the Israelites had to face their fear by getting up and getting moving. How many of you, sometimes you go to work, okay, and you have problems to get up in the morning? I don't know about you, but I go through that a lot. Okay? Man, tomorrow I had a meeting with a very, very bad customer. Because way back, you know, I'm running the whole customer service. And they always let me work on the difficult. So basically, when the customer said, I want to talk to the boss, and then at that time I was the boss, so they give me on the difficult case. And sometimes it's difficult to get up in the morning because you know you're going to listen to a bunch of complaints day in, day out, and regardless, you encourage them, you give them the coupon, you give them whatever, they still yell at you. Okay? But again, you pray to the Lord, you can get up, and then and you drive to work, and suddenly 15 minutes driving, it become like an hour. You know, time looks like stand still. The day is really long. But I learned how to face the future, move forward in faith. I remember one of the customers, and you know, they refer. I want to talk about, so they refer to me. So one lady said, well, you know, we bought this brand new computer and the key U not working. It's not working. She really yelled through the phone. So here the boss, what can you do with? So we kept laughing. Man, there's 123 key. So you got really good. You have 111 key working. And the lady kept thinking about it and she laughed. And sometimes we had to turn the situation around. So something, you know, they said like try to make the lemon become a lemonade kind of thing. Okay? So something, some of you work the nurse, you know, sometimes you deal with the situation and then it's really like a lemon case. And you turn around, become lemonade, make the people laugh, they relax, and then they can sit down and listen to you. Some of you, the teacher, someday it's really bad. And sometimes you had a meeting with a parent and the parent may throw things at you. Well, it may not happen to you, but it happened to some teacher. Okay? So you have to learn how to see that situation and prevent it, turn the case around. And the book of Proverbs says sometimes it's just the soft boy and, you know, endurance to change the situation. So what I'm trying to communicate to you, based on God's word, God has always challenged his people to move forward. But in order to move forward, it requires faith. It requires faith. Because faith is always required to move forward, to face the unknown future, to meet the challenge of new days, to move ahead in life, to grow, always requires faith. Some of you just had a baby only a month or 2 years ago. You face a challenge. Get up in the morning. You face the challenge of changing diaper. And that requires faith. If not, you just let it go. Okay? So it requires faith. Only we move forward in faith. So the unknown will become known. The darkness become light. The night become day. Moving forward in faith, just like you walking toward. How many of you walk in Walmart or go to supermarket? You do? Or none of you go shopping? Only me go shopping? Yeah, just raise your hand. You see, before, a long time ago, the door is just you have to pull the handle, right? You walk it through. Now, when you're shopping and with two bags like this, and you walk to the closed door, right? Right? Because the door, you walk to the closed door. Why? You courage. You have no fear to walk through the closed door. Why? Because you know. Because you know there's an eyes there, okay? When you get close enough, suddenly the door open. How many people you see stand in front of the closed door afraid to walk it through? Well, sometimes you can see one or two people like that because they don't know how to open the door. But they didn't know by faith, if they step forward with their electric eyes, the door will be open. Same thing. When the Lord teaches the Israelite people, by faith, move forward and things will open up. Same thing for you. By faith, you move forward to the future. And something is really dark up there. Something is really confused and you have fear, whatever. But when you get close enough and suddenly you have the solution, and it's usually the best solution. If you stand from afar, you can figure out. But when you get close enough and something open, and that's what the Bible talking about. The doors only open when we move forward, when we move toward it, and the door would open. God has some wonderful new beginning, exciting new blessing awaiting for us, but we have to move forward in the future. How many of you see on the empty chair in this room? You better see it, right? You better see it. When I stand up here, what exactly do I see? I have to look beyond the empty chair. I see the people. And it motivates me to move forward in the future because eventually on the chair will be filled. You have to see it, okay? Because if you didn't see it, the fear will sink it in. You will be afraid to move forward. And when you sing up here for worship God, okay? If your eyes and your mind see on the empty chair, the fear will sink it in. Oh, do I sing for the empty chair? But if you look beyond the empty chair, you say, oh, I sing to the Lord, and your attitude change, and the Lord would bless you on worship. Okay? Same thing when you face life every day. When you go to school, the school will be starting in about 4 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, or tomorrow you go to work, or even whatever your plan you have this afternoon, move forward. Because if you let the fear sink it in, or maybe something had happened, you would afraid to move forward. When we step into the unknown, it's often feel as the drug of our life has been pulled out from under us. But remember that if the drug has been pulled out, God is under the drug. He will catch us, support us, encourage us, soften the blow of fall. We can count on him for that, and he can be trusted. Yes, go through life the future. Yeah, sometimes look like you may fail, but it's okay. Okay? But as long as, even if we fail, we learn from the failing lesson, and we move forward. Because the worst case, when you fall down and just lay there, let life go by. Thirdly, No God is at work. Verse 3 to 7. You can read verse 3 to 7, but I only read verse 3. For I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, and your Savior. When you study the language, when you hear like, I, the Lord, it gets translated like in the capital, I am. Just like the Lord said, when Moses asked the Lord, who are you very much? And he said, I am. And when Jesus Christ talked to his disciples, he said, I am. Basically, he said, I, the Lord. So in the Hebrew verb, it's just like to be. Okay, some of you teacher, English teacher, to be, to become, to happen. Therefore, when it ties to the idea of life itself, to be is to live. To be is essential of life. So when you hear the word, I, the Lord, I am, imply God is absolute self-existent. Okay, a little bit too deep in theology here. But just trust me, I, the Lord, says, I am. It's the absolute self-existent of the Lord. It means God of the past, the present, the future, always the same. He before on creation, he is self-existent. Okay, and that's what it means. So when you read the Bible, the phrase I am, and you will see the word I am, it goes throughout the Bible. It's always connected to God's existence. But when he means, I am here, I am active, I am what happening, so we would learn God is doing, how is he active and working. And that reason why, when you read from verse 3 to 7, he always say something like this. If you read from verse 3 to 7, I have called you by your name. Okay? Verse 3 is, I have called you by your name. What is your name? I had no name. Somebody, come on, give me some name. What is your name? Huh? You have to be able to answer that, because if you cannot answer, what is your name? If the Lord asks you, what is your name? I say, I don't know. We're in trouble. Okay? So it can be, my name is Hong San. My parents give me the name. And the Lord said, I have called you by your name. It means he knows your name. When the person knows your name, they know you personally. So when he said, I have called you by your name, he knows you personally. And that reason why, when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior, you become the children of God. And the parent know the children's name. So he knows you personally. And when he said, verse 3 to 7, he also said, I will be with you. I will be with you. Regardless wherever you go, he will be with you. So he knows you personally by your name. He will be with you. And he said, I give Egypt as a ransom for you. For Israelite, he said, okay, this nation I give to you as a ransom. The same thing God give each one of you, a gift. We don't know. You have to figure out. Whatever. Because some of you, you go to college. What is the goal of you go to college? After 4 years. I hope when you go to college, you say, I have to finish college in 4 years, I get BA, BS, whatever, right? But further goal would be what? I hope I get a job, or have my own business, have some goal. Okay? And then after you get a job, and then what? So eventually, every stage of life, he would open up to you and point you to the direction he wants you to go. But the most important statement he said over here, and sometimes we keep forget, I love you. God, Almighty God, tell you, the nation of Israel, the people in this room, each individual in this room, by name, he said, I love you. So sometimes we spoil, sometimes we fail. But he still said, I love you. And that's the love of God. I give people in exchange for you and nation instead of your life. So basically, because your life is so precious, so beautiful, so wonderful, so he may betray a lot of people, just try to save you. And that's what he tried to say. I am with you. And we could forget that. I will bring your descendant from the east and gather you from the west. When your children, by any reason, get separation, he will bring the children back to you. So basically, he said, I will protect your family. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. So sometimes we face the future, we move forward in the future, and he said, the protection is there. Okay? I have formed him, I have made him. So basically, when you look at the mirror in the morning, how many of you this morning look yourself in the mirror? Yes? No? I barely, you know. Look at the mirror. What exactly do you see? See you, right? Not see somebody else. So basically he said, I have formed you, I have made you. So when you look at yourself in the mirror, you have to see you. And you have to see how beautiful you are. Because God said, I form you. You the best creation. And he said, I love you. I know your name personally. So you are his creation. You're beautiful. So don't ever, I keep repeat this until you get boring with me. I'm going to repeat. Don't ever let anybody else, you know, degrade you or push you down. Because you are the child of God. You are beautiful. And when you face the future with God in you, okay, you are the children of God. You face the future with hope, with encouragement, because he loves you. He be with you. He knows you personally. And the most, he made you. So each one of you in this room, you are so unique. You're so unique and perfect in the eyes of God. So don't try to compare you and somebody else, because you are good. And that's what the Lord tried to communicate to Israel. So the Lord gave each one of you ability and different from anybody else. So every day when you face the future, it's just like you know God at work. He'll be with you. You do the best ability which God given you. Do the best. And that's what he tried to tell the Israel people. If you're the student, be the best student you can. And give whatever the best result as an offering to God. Some of you work for the summer. Do the best in that restaurant. Whatever the best. And when you do the best, you have good tip. Trust me. Okay? If the teacher, be the best teacher. And the rest will take care. Don't compare your teaching ability with somebody else. No. You, the best. And you learn, you improve, and the Lord will already telling you certain deficiency in you, and you every day you learn, you improve, and become whatever the best. At that moment in time, you are the best. At that moment in time. Okay? Let us stand up. So what I'm trying to communicate, God is saying to you, you can take step into the unknown future. Because he saves us, he knows by name, be with us, he loves us, he makes a way for us, he provides, and even if we misstep, he still forgives you. Let's read this Bible verse together and then I pray. Thus said the Lord, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. How to put your name in there? Okay? Thus said the Lord, Hung Son, fear not, because I already redeemed you. I have to call you Hung Son by your name. Hung Son, you are mine. Let read, put your name in there. Because sometimes you don't know who. Okay, let's read again. Put your name in there. Okay, may this verse, simple verse, become part of you and reminding you God loves you, okay? And Heavenly Father, we thank you very much just being here to analyze your word. What happened with the Israelite before, if we're not careful, it may happen to us. So God's word reminding us, you love us, you be with us, you have saved us, you know us by name, you will make a way for us, you will provide. And even when we misstep, you still forgive us. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with God's children from now and forever. Amen.